Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, welcome right back, people. It is November the 7th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I barely made it back to the phone. People, we're getting ready to go. I think we have a caller coming in. I'm not sure. I was a little bit late getting back to this phone. I had to go up front and take care of some business. So we're going back, General Dr. Michael Hill, whichever you want to say. He is staying over for the second hour with us, and as well he should. And we have another caller, I believe. He said he was going to try to call in. He's texting me. His name is Tim. He's from the League of the South. Bethany, is Tim there yet? I had to leave the phone. I had to leave the mic just for a minute ago. Okay. Well, Tim's supposed to be calling in any second. We got these other callers. Man, I think my phone's been busier than the microphone has tonight. Anyway, Dr. Hill, we're going to wait. And Tim has texted me. He said he wanted to call in and make a few questions and make a few comments tonight, maybe a question or two. But until that happens, we'll go ahead and carry on until we have Gene Hill coming in later, probably at about 5:15. He's got some breaking news about some legislation that's happened. They're trying to get passed in Nashville, and I didn't know. You know, you well know Gene Hill. He's one of our dear brothers. The guy is,
does
everything.
Yeah.
I mean, I had no idea he was active in the state legislature. Evidently, he's up there and helped. He said he's real humble. He's helped write some of these bills that they're trying to get passed through to prevent these stinking governors and mayors from ordering the police to stand down. He's going to tell us about that, amongst other things, when he comes on in about 15 minutes. But anyway, Dr. Hill, I'm just going to throw the ball back to your court. And once again, because we need to say this again, tell the listeners how they can send money. Well, first of all, let me tell people, I should have said this, I'm remiss. People, this lawsuit we've been talking about for months, really, it didn't just happen today or last week or last year. This lawsuit arises from that famous day of infamy, you might say. I think it's a day of honor for all white men in the League of the South.
I do too.
Charlottesville.
I do too.
8/12/17. Dr. Hill, tell them a little bit about that. Why? I forgot to tell them why the lawsuit, who's suing you, what the dangers are, et cetera, et cetera. I'm sorry I didn't bring that up earlier, the who, what, and why.
Right.
The people that are sure. Legalized, you know, lawyeries, whatever you call it. Go ahead, Dr. Hill.
Yeah, in this particular case, it's a big Jew law firm out of New York City. Very high paid Jew lawyers. And they're suing on behalf of about a dozen or so plaintiffs from Charlottesville, Virginia area who claim that they were either physically or emotionally injured by what we did that day, which is basically go up there and exercise our First Amendment rights. And we're being sued for a conspiracy to riot and to violate the rights specifically of Negroes and Jews. Now, that tells you who the protected class is, and I'm afraid if we lose this case, which I'm praying that we won't, it'll mean that going forward from here, if you're a white man or white woman, you can't criticize Negroes and Jews without being brought into the courts, which are controlled by the Jews, of course, and pretty much run through the ringer, as it were. So this is a very important case for the First Amendment right of freedom of assembly and freedom of speech. If you're a white person, particularly if you're a white nationalist, or just somebody who maybe is a garden variety conservative who wants to criticize, say, the Democrat Party, which is full of Jews and Negroes, as we know now by what's going on in Atlanta and Detroit, Philadelphia, with all this voter fraud stuff. So, you know, conceivably, if we lose this case in the future, if you criticize Negroes or Jews about, let's say, a fraudulent election, you know, you could probably be sued and probably would lose. So this is why this case is so important. And that's why we're asking people to help us, because we are on the front lines. We were on the front lines in Charlottesville 3.5 years ago, and we're now on the legal front lines with this lawsuit. And Mike Tubbs, my chief of staff, and I are being sued as individuals, and the League of the South is being sued as an organization. So we need your prayers. We need your help, your monetary help. And I'm not ashamed to ask for that, because, you know, we have put ourselves on the line. And if we lose, it'll not only be us losing, it'll be everybody. All whites who want to stand up for the interest of white people will be losers, and we can't let that happen.
Amen. You know, Dr. Hill, I guess people think I'm heartless the way I come down, you know, the way I say I just despise the masses. We've never tried to reach out to the masses on this show, and we never will. We are after the hardest of the hardcore. We don't want these little boys from the alt-right. We don't want these little weak sisters, like the old football coach used to say, sitting on the fence, waiting to see, you know, what they do. They're going to come up like they always have since time immortal. They come up after the battle, after the war, they wet their finger, and they see which way the wind's blowing and who won, and that's the way they're going to go.
That's right.
Well, you know what? We don't want them. I despise those people like that. We want people.
I do too.
Right now, people.
I do too. I despise people who won't take a stand.
I do too. You know what, Dr. Hill? You and me were just joined at the brain and at the soul. along with Gene, our brother Gene, our brother the General. But, you know, these people, they think they can sit on the sidelines. And I'll tell you one thing that infuriates me, Dr. Hill, is people say, well, Billy Bob, he can't help because, you know, he has a nice job and he wears a suit to work. And John Boy, you know, he's got a wife and kids, man. You know, he's got
Yeah,
this
I had
nice
a job and wife and kids at one time, too, you know, when I put my ass on the line for this stuff.
That's right. And people say, well, they're playing it safe. You know, they're being smart. No, you know what smart means? Smart to me means that you're chicken. It means you're a coward. You got a yellow streak. You know, it really does. I get where I'm not eloquent when I get really fired up, Dr. Hill. But I despise these people that say, well, so-and-so, and I know I'm repeating myself, he got on set on the sidelines because he can't risk with himself. Here's what they're saying. Here's what they're really saying, translated. It means, like, we have a little co-host, and I won't tell you what he does, but he works 7 days a week, sometimes 8 days a week. We have me, an old burned-out vet, you know, that's been dogged by the IRS, and I'm not just focusing on me. You, we've been dogged. They say, it's okay. You guys, y'all need to go out there, and you need to stick your neck out on the chopping block, and you need to fight for us. And then that way, if we win, you know, if y'all win, then we're going to come up. We're going to be your best buddies. We're going to pat you on the back and tell you how wonderful you are, how we admire your courage and all this stuff. But if you lose, guess what? If you lose, we're going to do like some of these dog Republicans that are turning on Trump already. And like I said, I'm no fan of the Trump. But you know what? Those people, if we have this war and it's coming, and I know a bunch of them, and when we win, Dr. Hill, I you know what? If I wouldn't walk to the mailbox to save these people. I mean, if I hear them being attacked and hear their screams for bloody murder, please help me, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to laugh at their pain. And I'm going to tell you what, and I welcome their hatred. I take a bath in their hatred. I grow stronger on their hatred. Anyway, before I get totally out of hand, Dr. Hill, I'll go back to you.
Well, listen, it's a time for men and women to stand up and to do their ancestors proud. Our ancestors did so many wonderful things for us as a race of people. They've given us a great civilization, Western civilization, what we used to proudly call Christendom. And if we don't think any more than that of preserving this wonderful gift, then we don't deserve it. And you're right, these people who won't stand up when the time comes, they deserve nothing but our contempt. And that's all I have for them. I have contempt for them. It's coming the time where you have to make a decision. And there's no middle ground. There's no safe middle ground. You've got to choose to be with the enemy, or you've got to choose to be with us, your white brothers and sisters. There is no other place to stand.
Yes, Dr. Hill, I've had people say, well, what do you mean when you mean take action? Even my brothers, what do you mean? Do you mean to get guns? You know, I'll say, well, I'll try to sound as legal and as nice to as I can. we operate here at Blood River Radio, me, Dr. Hill, Gene, the general, that breed, you know, that 1%, 3% max, you know, nowadays, probably 1% nowadays. We operate on the idea that all law comes from the Bible. The Bible is true. The God of the Bible gave us rights. The men didn't give us rights. The Constitution of the United States originally was written. There may be mistakes in it. I don't know. But to the best of their ability, the Constitution of the United States is built on biblical law. And the Second Amendment, I think it should have been the first, says that, you know, that we the people, you know, our rights to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And I ask these people, what in the hell do you think that means? You know, if they say we the people, you know, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the free state. What in the hell do they think that means, Dr. Hill? If they don't think that in times of distress that we the people, the militia, and people say, oh, well, you're not a militia. You know what? Federalist Papers spells it out who the militia was. It's people, it's me and Dr. Hill. It's all men like from the age of 17 to 60, something like that. We are the militia. We are appointed to protect our God-given rights. We can't depend on government to do that. Government, from the end of time, they're the enemy of free rights. George Washington said that, you know, government is like fire. He said it makes a dangerous servant and a cruel master. When we come back, Dr. Hill, I want you to comment on that. We got to go to a quick break right now.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
This is Attorney Jason Robb, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Talking to a dear brother on the line. This has been a really, really busy night. We've had a bunch of people. You know, here's how it is with live radio. You'll go, you can't get the guests. The guests will have to call in. People will call in, no call, no show. And all of a sudden, it's a blessing to have more people that you can manage almost. We've been talking to people during the breaks. I hope I didn't come through. But anyway, Dr. Hill, before we bring Lee, we have a guy named Lee on, I believe. But before we bring Lee on, Dr. Hill, I'm going to go back. Let's see. I hadn't had my notes. This is the busiest night I've ever had, Dr. Hill. I'm getting a lot of backwash. I don't know if it's Dr. Hill. But anyway, I'm going to go back to you, Dr. Hill, what we were talking about before we went to the break.
Yeah, you know, this whole idea about sitting on the fence, that just never has washed with me, and I know it doesn't wash with you or the general or Gene or any of the people that come on this program, and I hope with any of the people who are listening to it. You know, is life, and I think as Patrick Henry said, you know, so sweet.
Yes.
That you would, you know, live it in chains. You know, yes. As free men, you have a choice to make. You know, you live free or you choose to fight. And there are people out there, largely, you know, and we've already identified them, largely centered on the Jews, who want to take our everything we got away. And we can't appeal to the Constitution alone. We've got to appeal to something even more basic than that, and that is the right of a free man to defend himself and his family and his society. And that's what we've come down to. It's the time for legal niceties, appeals to the Constitution or constitutional arguments or legal arguments or whatever. It's pretty much over, because what we're dealing with here, and we're seeing it unfold right before our eyes, is a power grab. And there's only one thing that these people understand, and that is power. And that's what we're going to have to use against them, because you can talk about constitutional rights all day long, and they're not going to listen. All they understand is power, and it's time for us to step up and exert a little power.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Hill. Amen. You know, I talked about it earlier about George Washington saying that government, I'll see if I can paraphrase this. I've said this several times on the radio before. The government is not eloquence. It's not persuasion. It's force. All government is force. And the government, like fire, makes a dangerous servant and a cruel master. And I always said this, Mousy Tongue said it, not quite as eloquent as George Washington. He said, and I'll see if I can pretty well quote, all political power comes out of a gun barrel.
That's exactly what he said.
And vice versa on that, all defense of law, all defense of our rights, and I know our little weak sisters in the alt-right, I'm not talking to you guys in the hardest of the hardcore. I'm talking about our little weak sister, you know, milk toast, you know, drinking, perfume wearing little boys out there, you know, sooner or later to defend your rights. And I would like to say something else. I think feminine hygiene products have these guys out there. I can't stand them, Dr. Hill. I despise these little hussies. But sooner or later, I hope I'm not insulting anyone out there. Oh, I apologize, these little millennials. You know, sooner or later, you have to have force. We have to get in the field. Like I said, the Second Amendment was made for one purpose. That's so we can defend ourselves. God expects us to stand on our feet like men. God does not want his people to get on their knees and just beg for a few little crumbs from this satanic Luciferian Jew government we got that's taking over in Washington, D.C. You know what? If we don't get in the field, if we don't exercise our God-given rights, as spelled out, the Constitution just spells it out. If we don't exercise that right as free men, like Dr. Hill says, then we deserve every damn thing that happens to us. We certainly do.
Well, that's true. And look, here's what people need to be doing. They need to be understanding that you don't compromise with evil, that God does not expect us to sit down with evil at the table and figure out a deal with them. Evil is to be evil, and evildoers are to be destroyed. God has told us that, and as God's soldiers, that's our job. And I'm telling you, and you can read between the lines here. This is going to be pretty blunt, but here, what our people need to be doing right now is cleaning their guns and sharpening their steel.
Yes,
because that day is just about here, if not here already. And you do not compromise with evil. And evil is, as I said before, not at the gates. It's already inside the gates. And we're about to see just how determined it is to accomplish its mission. And we are the enemy of these people. And they know what to do with an enemy. And it's time that our people learn how to respond properly to that.
Well, Dr. Hill, we have another brother on the line, and his name is Tim. I think you might know him. He's over in Arkansas. And I bet you he already has his blade sharpened and his gun pulled and ready to go. And I know we're not talking about this anarchist criminal going out and killing people at random. We're talking about exercising our God-given rights as spelled out in the Constitution of the United States, as spelled out in the Holy Bible. What do you think about that, Mr. Tim?
Well, I agree with everything that Dr. Hill has said. And right now, the time has come. You know, it's time for everybody to choose sides. You know, you're either going to be on the side of good or you're going to be on the side of evil. But right now, the time has come to choose sides and make a choice. You know, it's like the Bible says, choose you this day who you'll serve. And that's where we're at this point in time right now. Choose you this day. Either you're going to serve good or you're going to serve wickedness. But you're going to, you can't ride the fence. The time has come to make a decision.
Amen. Amen. And I'll quote this to people. You know, Jesus Christ himself, if I'm not mistaken, he said that King David was a man after God's own heart. He was the apple of God's eye. You know, King David, and people, I hope you don't think I'm too fiery, but King David, you know what he was famous for? He wasn't famous for going around and preaching. He was famous. He made his name by killing. You know, in fact, I heard that the ancient Israelites said they had a song that was praising King Saul. See, King Saul, they were singing something like, killed his thousands. Well, King David killed his tens of thousands. And people were not just talking about being bloodthirsty killers. But, you know, the ancient Israelites were commanded to go in and wipe out entire cities, entire countries. And I know some people, some brothers that disagree with that and say, well, God was cruel. But what they don't understand was he was having the ancient Israelites kill the most wicked people on the face of the earth. You know what they were doing? They were sacrificing their children to Baal. They were heating these red hot iron bronze statues, you know, idols. And they'd get them red hot on fire, and they would lay their babies in there and let them burn to death, sacrifice their babies to Baal. They were having sex with animals. They were doing the most despicable things you could possibly imagine. So God, one of those people, wiped off the face of the earth so it did not pollute the line of Jesus Christ. Back to you, Dr. Hill.
Well, yeah, that's absolutely correct. I mean, this is an unspeakable evil that we, as Tim pointed out, that, you know, we have a clear choice. We can choose whether we support the good, or we can choose whether we are going to compromise and in turn support the evil. And it's a clear choice. You know, the Bible is clear about that. There's no room for compromise. There's no middle ground. You choose one or you choose the other. There's no third choice. And that's where we are today. I mean, you know, you can fool yourself into thinking that you've got another way around this, where you're going to be able to sit it out and not get yourself in trouble or put yourself in danger. But those days are gone. You're either going to have to choose one side or you're going to choose the other. I know which side I'm choosing. I chose it a long time ago. I've made my peace with my Maker. And all the people in this world I love, and I'm ready. I'm ready for whatever comes.
And that's exactly right, Dr. Hill.
Yeah. That's right. Go ahead, Tim.
That's exactly right. You know, the time has passed to sit back and do nothing. We're at the time right now where you have to choose. You have to choose which side that you're on. You know, and if you're a coward and you choose to sit back and do nothing and let everyone else face, you know, the fight while you sit back and do nothing, then you know, you're of no benefit to our people. You're of no benefit to any of us because you chose just to sit back and do nothing and let someone else fight the fight.
Yes, and you're no benefit to God Almighty, and you're no benefit to Jesus Christ because you're worthless. You know, if you got Jesus, I think the prophet said a pagan will not support his own family. People are going to a break. Tim, thank you so much for calling in. We've got to bring another brother on in a minute. I think it's Gene Andrews has breaking news, some legislation coming out of Nashville even as we speak. Thank you so much, Tim, my brother. We're going right back to a break. Hang on to your seats.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden declared victory in the 2020 election November 7th, a declaration disputed by President Donald Trump. Biden, 77, said that he is honored and humbled by the trust the American people have placed in him and running mate Senator Kamala Harris. Trump, vying for a second term, responded in a statement, "We all know why Joe Biden is rushing to falsely pose as the winner and why his media allies are trying hard to help him. They don't want the truth to be exposed. The simple fact is this election is far from over. Joe Biden has not been certified as the winner of any states, let alone highly contested states. Legal votes decide who is president, not the news media," he added. The results of Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are being contested by the Trump campaign. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Georgia is headed for a recount. Trump keeps gaining on Biden's lead in Arizona. Lawmakers are calling for a full audit in Pennsylvania, and court cases there and elsewhere, primarily centering around mail-in ballots, are playing out. A slew of media outlets Saturday declared Biden the winner of the election. In Philadelphia, Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani told reporters, "Networks don't get to decide elections, courts do." Catholic Vote President Brian Birch issued the following statement following today's media declaration of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris as the winners of the 2020 election. Quote, "The election is far from over and no American should accept the outcome until states certify their results. And all legal challenges have been resolved. The American people are entitled to the assurance that every legal vote was counted and that there were no voter irregularities." This is USA Radio News.
Been one busy night. We've been had callers in and out, people texting me, and that's risk music to my ears. You're listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie L. Miller, Eddie the Bobadier Miller. It's November the 7th, year of our Lord 2020. We're going to go right back to Dr. Hill. We're going to be bringing another brother on in just a minute by the name of Gene Andrews. He has breaking news from legal action in Nashville. But go back to you, Dr. Hill. I don't think Brother Gene's on yet.
It's very intriguing. I know with Gene, he is so humble that you know you'll probably have to drag it out of him to get him to tell all the good things he's done, because he is very humble. But I'm really looking forward to hearing this. It sounds like it's pretty important.
Well, we can give you a report on that. It's an honor to be on the program with Dr. Hill and contribute.
Right, good to hear you, brother.
My little minuscule.
I'm glad
part
you're there,
of
Gene.
I
didn't know you were there.
Done a great job so far on the show this evening.
Well, thank you, sir. Always good to be on with you.
Eddie,
Gene, I'm so glad.
Go ahead, Eddie. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was going to say, Gene, this is the busiest night I've had. We've had people texting me. Like I was telling little Bethany, or the lady who's running the board in Utah, it's a great chore to have. My phone's been, I think, is busier than the microphone. People call me making comments, saying how much they love the show. People want to be come on as a guest. We had a little Tim. You know, Tim Knowles from Arkansas. I think he's the head of the Arkansas League of the South. He's been on. He wasn't quite through. I was sorry that I had to let him go. We have to bring him back on at a later date as soon as possible. But I told him you had breaking news that we had to hear, had to get you on before the night was over. And I wanted to get another brother on because Gene Andrews, y'all, anybody who listens to Blood River Radio, you know Gene. And he is a dear brother, a dear League of the South guy. Our commander on, Dr. Michael Hill, General Michael Hill, he's a commander of the League of the South. And, you know, and we're he's our dear brother. And with that, I'm going to go back to you, Gene. Let us know what's going on in Nashville, Gene.
Okay, we had a meeting this weekend of the Southern National Congress and passed some resolutions that we want to pass on to the other southern states. And one of them, that Tennessee has done something that no other state has done. They passed a law saying that if a government entity told their police or security people to stand down, then that government entity is responsible and liable for any damages or injury that occurs because they told their police to stand down. It says a government entity violating may be held liable for damages, injury, or death proximately caused by the government entity intentionally prohibiting or preventing law enforcement or fire and rescue services from assessing a specifically bound area within the government entity's jurisdiction. And it says in subparagraph C, government entity means a governing body, board, commission, committee, or department of a municipality, county, or other political subdivision of the state of Tennessee. But then we added, nevertheless, we respectfully insist that such legislation include the provision that every official who issues a stand-down order shall be personally liable for damages incurred to persons and property resulting from said order. So without that, if a government entity issues a stand-down order and the town is burned down, well, then the taxpayers have to pick up the tab for it. But if it applies to the individual who issued that order, then that individual is responsible for it.
Very good.
So we hope some of the other states will at least – I'm very critical of our government and the federal, state, and local level, but at least the General Assembly of Tennessee woke up and tried to do something after we had these animals running loose all over the Capitol grounds and Legislative Plaza and defecating on the steps of the Capitol and destroying state property all around the Capitol. But finally, our Governor Sissy woke up and finally did something and got the legislature to pass this. He hadn't done much, but at least he woke up. I guess they were trying to burn down his office, and he finally decided he better do something.
Gene, that's good news.
Well, I think it is, and I hope if some of the other states will pick up on that and also put that caveat in there about the person who issues the stand-down order is responsible. They are the ones that are responsible. And that way, they can't pass it off to the government of Williamson County or one of the counties to pick up the tab for their stupidity. They are personally responsible for that. So,
well, all three of us know that that's what happened in Charlottesville.
Yes. Yeah, they did there. They ordered the police to stand down and turn the Antifas loose on us, and the personal injuries and things that were occurred there as a result of them backing down, they just dodged the bullet and skipped out on that. So,
yeah, they sure did.
Yes, sir. And then the other thing that came up, we were, of course, discussing the election. And one of the ideas that was brought forth said, well, this might be a pretty good thing to have Sleepy Joe in there because, number one, he may not even be alive by the time that the inauguration comes out. He could have some kind of aneurysm. He'd be gone. Or he's inaugurated as president in 6 months. He may be wandering down Pennsylvania Avenue naked and asking somebody where the shower is. I mean, you know, mentally, he's not going to be there. So then they put Kamala Harris in there, and then she resigns, and they get the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, in there as president, which was the design. That's the way this thing was set up all along. But that could be so horrible and so terrible for this Yankee empire that this could be the last nail in the coffin of the imperial Yankee empire, the axis of evil. And this may be the thing that drives it over the edge and into the toilet. And maybe the southern states, when it collapses, just like the Soviet Union collapsed, they didn't have the money to finance it. They couldn't pay the soldiers to go into Bulgaria or Poland or East Germany and enforce the Soviet law. They had to let those countries go free. So this could happen to the axis of evil empire in the north, in Washington. If they just totally destroy it economically, then we could possibly the red states of the South, and what they were talking about today, the states of the Louisiana Purchase coming up through Louisiana and following the route of the Mississippi and Missouri River out across the plains and into the Northwest there, that could be our golden opportunity to once again break away from the banksters in the Northeast and the lunatic left coast. So who
Gene,
knows?
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Try to find a bright spot in all of this disaster that happened this week.
So, oh, of course. And, you know, I think this puts the session right back at front and center on the table.
Oh, absolutely. And they were talking about a Catholic official in Wisconsin that was talking about secession this week. Now, how many times have you heard people in Wisconsin talking about secession?
Not too much.
So this may be a golden opportunity for us. Go ahead.
It may, Gene. I think we have to watch this very closely and see where our opportunities, the openings for our opportunities are to push these things, because a lot of people are going to be very, very concerned about what the future holds.
Yes, sir.
And they will be open to some what would heretofore be considered some fairly radical ideas. They're not radical for us, of course, but
no.
This is a great opportunity. I think you're absolutely right about that.
Well, they say that God works in mysterious ways, His wonders to behold. So this could be one of those mysterious ways. Another example of that is I cussed the city of Memphis up one side and down the other when they removed the Forest Monument. But
Amen.
After the lawsuit by the Forrest family and the Sons of Confederate Veterans got the Forrest statue and the Jefferson Davis statue, that's the best thing that could have happened. Because if they were still standing down there this spring when this terrorism took over this country, those monuments would have been destroyed.
That's a good example.
Yeah, and so what seems like a horrible event at the time, 2 or 3 years down the road, can turn out to be a blessing in disguise. And this election of Sleepy Joe and the radical lunatic left taking over in power, it will be hard to endure, but in the end, it may bring the collapse of the evil empire, and we may once again get our free country back. And who knows how it may turn
may
out.
That, may that happen.
Yes,
may
sir.
That happen.
Absolutely. So, there were some interesting
ideas.
Brought up today. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Eddie.
Oh, I'm just going to say, address you guys. We're all league members. Dr. Hill, this is one reason it is absolutely, and I'm talking to the audience now, it's absolutely imperative that you support the League of the South and our lawsuit. You support Dr. Hill, Michael Tubbs, because you know what? What Gene's just bringing to the table is not far-fetched. I personally believe, and I'm not the only one, that secession is a heck of a lot closer than you think. This government, this Sodom on the Potomac, crumbling under its own weight, is pretty much going to be reality. And you know what? Who's going to be standing around to be? We already have a mechanism. We already have coming much a government ready to take over and take leadership. You know what that is, guys? That's the League of the South. It's been around for 26 years. So, Dr. Hill, we have to. That's why I think they want, and Gene, that's why the Satanists want to destroy the League so bad. They know the League of the South has been around for 26 years or more, and we're ready. You guys are ready to take up the slack and rule and give these people leadership after the smoke clears. People, we got to take a break. Going back to the record, we're leaving, getting ready to go to our last segment. Be right back, people.
During our war for Southern independence, the brilliant Confederate general Robert E. Lee foretold the decline of this country when he prophesied, "If those people," referring to the dictatorial federal government, "if those people win this war, the United States will become a bully abroad and a tyrant at home." As Lee predicted, it has come to pass. The principles laid out in our founding documents, our Declaration of Independence, and the individual rights protected in our Constitution have been vilified and discarded. But not everyone has surrendered. Blood River Radio brings you highly respected, intelligent guests not afraid to speak the truth when the truth in America today is censored and attacked. Your contributions keep us on the air in order to fight against the bullies abroad and the tyrants at home. Send your war contributions to Blood River Radio, P.O. Box 34636, Bartlett, Tennessee 38184. That address is on our website, www.bloodriverradio.com. Don't let the bullies and the tyrants win.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these this means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly? Nope. Never had a lesson.
Well, people, we're going into the last segment now. We have a dear brother, Lee Cochran, is going to come on. He's got a question in a minute. Before we go to Lee, I'm just going to say something me and Lee talked about, I think, just today. You know, another thing about the state, I have almost forgotten about it, about part of the Electoral College. You know, the people, our ancestors, when they put this government together, they tried to split power into 1,000 different pieces. They just dreaded and feared a central power. Well, you know, the state legislature in places like Georgia, or specifically Philadelphia, Wisconsin, Arizona, where there's been so many shenanigans, so much corruption going on, the state legislature in these states that are any state that has a Republican controlled legislature, I think there's 37 states in the union that's controlled by Republicans. All they have to do is send their electors to the Electoral College. And even if, just say, for instance, even this, say, for instance, that Philadelphia went 90% Biden, but they knew the vote was fraudulent, like it is. We all know it is. The electors can go to Electoral College and pretty much overturn that and say, no, we're going to vote. We're voting for Trump. It's the Electoral College that really and truly chooses the president, if I'm not wrong. It gets kind of complicated at that. But, Dr. Hill and Gene, we have Lee's coming on. He's got a comment to make or a question for you guys. Go ahead, Lee.
Sure. Yeah, I just wanted to think, what do y'all think about the Insurrection Act that a lot of people are saying the president could enact? I don't know if he'll do it or not, but Stuart Rhodes with Oath Keepers is saying, you know, he needs to have the Insurrection Act. What do y'all think about that?
Gene, you want to take that first?
Well, that would be a possibility. I don't think anything's off the table. If the central government is going to fraudulently hold an election, and it was interesting to watch on Tuesday night how Mr. Trump was leading in so many of these states, and then like, you know, then surprise, surprise, surprise. Here come these mail-in ballots all of a sudden come rolling in, and Biden gets 200,000, 300,000 votes, and Trump doesn't get a single vote out of these mail-in ballots, you know, kind of like Gomer Pyle. Surprise, surprise, surprise. So when you have just total corruption and an insulting type of government like that, I don't think anything's off the table. I read an introduction to Stanley Horne's The Invisible Empire, which is an accurate history of the Ku Klux Klan. And in the preface, he said, bad government makes bad citizens. So when the government is totally corrupt, as they were during Reconstruction, the citizens took it upon themselves to defend themselves. And they organized vigilante groups like the Red Shirts in South Carolina. In Texas and Louisiana, it was the Knights of the White Camellia. In southern Middle Tennessee and northern Alabama, it was the Ku Klux Klan to defend themselves. And it wasn't necessarily about going after blacks. It was going after the Reconstruction government and the puppet government that they put in here with their boot heel on our neck, grinding our face into the dirt.
So, that's right.
You know, there's going to come a tipping point where enough people are going to say, we've had enough. This has gone way too far. And who knows what's going to happen after that. So
I agree, Gene. You know, it's a sort of a last resort type of thing to invoke the Insurrection Act like that. But if it's absolutely plain as day, which I think it is, that this is an election being stolen right out from under the American people, including a lot of Southerners. I mean, that map is red all through the South, you know, with the exception of Virginia there. And
right.
You know why that is. And, you know, this is a direct slap in the face to the Southern people. So by invoking the Insurrection Act and going after these criminals, and that's exactly what they are. Anybody that will hold a fraudulent election like this is a criminal. I mean, that's just all there is to it. And this is an act of true insurrection. It is overthrowing a legitimately elected government. So even though I'm suspicious of the use of federal power like that, in a case like this, when you have dire circumstances, and the threat, the real threat of a communist revolution in this country, sometimes you have to go all the way like that. And I wouldn't be surprised if Trump did that as a last resort.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, the Chi-Com, there's enough evidence that our president, Biden is under the control of the Chi-Coms.
Oh, yeah. And I don't think anybody doubts
that. We know
his friend
is. He's a traitor.
Sure, absolutely. Nobody doubts now with this Biden-China connection where the virus came from and why it came and what the purpose of it was. And I think they're gloating over the fact that they think they pulled this off. And if Trump stands firm and everybody that voted for him stands behind him, then I think these people can be thwarted. But otherwise, they're going to pull this thing off, and it's a coup d'etat. It really is. So who knows what Trump's going to invoke here, the Insurrection Act? Maybe.
Well, I sure hope he does, because this is just plain treason by the Democratic candidate and his son. It was just terrible.
I think we're on the verge of a civil war. I really do think we're on the verge of a civil war here if this thing plays out.
Antifa's getting trained by the Chinese. They send them guns and everything. So I guess we'll just have to pray to God that he can see us through this terrible time and take action like y'all were saying.
Well, you know me. I don't make any moves till I hear CNN give the report on it, and I haven't heard CNN or ABC or TMS, NBC talk about the Chinese collusion in this. We heard nothing but Russian collusion during President Trump's tenure in office. So I'm waiting for them to tell us about the Chinese, the red Chinese collusion in this, and then I will know the facts once the prostitutes in the media get the spin on it. So
don't be holding your breath, Gene.
better have a large oxygen tank if you're going to do that.
Yeah, that's right. Because what the Russian collusion supposedly has hidden is the real China collusion here.
Uh huh.
Yeah. I think Russia might be. Go ahead, y'all. I was just going to say, Russia may be. Who knows? They may save us like the British. You know, like the French were supposed to come over here during the Civil War. I think the British, but they backed off. You know, when the Russian Navy came into play, something like that. But of course, Dr. Hill knows more about that.
Yeah, they did.
You know, I think the British were supposed to come to our aid during the Civil War, but. You know, the Russian Navy came over here. It was all a big thing. But let me ask you a question, Gene, or Dr. Hill can take it. But I'll just go to Gene. You know, we're talking about the Insurrection Act, the Alien Insurrection Act. I keep talking about states' rights. It's places like the state of Pennsylvania. We know, we've seen the evidence. As a matter of fact, we played a tape earlier, Gene, in the first hour of a former House Speaker, Newt Gingrich. And I was as surprised with Dr. Hill that mainstream Newt Gingrich was come out, and he laid it on the line. He did an excellent job. He said that, talked about this, the gross corruption. He said, you know, anytime when they kick the observer, they actually kick the election observers out. They're supposed to be going around and observing the counting of the votes. Kick them out, and they put paper up over the windows where people couldn't look in. It's a fact. There was box loads of votes being brought in the back door. You know, at 4 o'clock in the morning, with one person, no security, nobody signing off. I mean, when you see that, and it's lead pipe positive proof that the election had been stolen, then I say all bets are off. I say, yeah, it's up to this. Not just Dr. Hill said the federal. He hates to see the federal take power. You know, maybe it's kind of he's kind of suspicious of federal power, which I am too. I know all of us guys on the radio here tonight are. But that's, again, where you have the state militia. You know, and if the governor is corrupt and doesn't call out, you can have each individual commander in the counties call it out. What about that, Gene? You know anything about that mechanism?
Well, a lot of counties have done that said they're not going to enforce these gun confiscation laws and a lot of the other laws that the liberals want. And I know some of the counties in Arizona have said that.
Virginia, too.
Yeah, that said, you know, forget it. You know, we're not going to confiscate guns from people. That's their last resort to defend themselves. And if the state of Virginia, the government of the state of Virginia, is not going to protect the citizens, then it's up to the citizens to protect themselves. And I think it's just like example of Tennessee. Nashville, I was born and raised in Nashville, and used to be a nice town. But it has turned into just another liberal nutcase right now of parasites that live off the government and a lot of the carpetbaggers that have moved in and the wokies and all of this nonsense. And that's why we have these massive traffic jams every morning and every evening, people getting out of these cities. They don't want to live there. Yet the cities are the ones that are controlling our government because of the number of people that do live there. And you're going to have people out across the countryside in Tennessee and Alabama, away from Birmingham, away from Montgomery, away from Nashville, and away from Memphis. It's going to be hard to come out of these cities and tell them that they're going to have to turn in their guns or bow down and bow and scrape for the parasitic governments that are operating in these cities. I think the same thing would be across the countryside in Pennsylvania as well.
I think so, Gene.
They're sick of what Philadelphia's done to them and Pittsburgh and places like in Harrisburg. The government has become so insulated away from the people and so and has ignored the will of the majority of the people and panders to these cities and the corruption in the cities. And that's unfortunately what has happened in this last election, that it's been corrupted by the cities, the large city governments that ignore 90% of their state, which are red counties, and they just, you know, let the cities decide everything. And that's why, going back to what you were talking about the Electoral College, the founders were afraid of Philadelphia and New York controlling the 13 states, and that's why they put the Electoral College in there, so that the decisions were made by the state legislatures and not these large cities at that time. New York and Philadelphia, the two largest cities, and I think it's Boston was third. They didn't want those cities controlling the government. And they felt like it should be controlled by the people away from the cities, the farmers. And that's where the real power should have been. But we've gone away from that.
Hey guys, I was going to ask Dr. Hill a question, but listen, we've run completely out of time. Listen, my favorite brothers in the world, thank you guys so much, you men. Thank you, Dr. Hill. Thank you, Gene. Thank you, Lee. I love you guys. I'd fight to the death for you. Thank you all so much for coming on. And I'll be getting in touch with you men really soon, next week. Thank you, dear Blood River Radio family. Tune in again, same time, same place, next week at the 14th, if we're still here. You'll be hearing us broadcasting Blood River Radio. Good night, everybody. Thank you, Miss Bethany.